Activism begins with ACT. The Marijuana Agenda features the stories of hardworking grassroots activists fighting to reform our cannabis laws in this edition of Cannabis Activism Now.
Continuing our look at the recent advent of Republicans joining the marijuana industry and supporting marijuana reform, we're speaking with Eapen Thampey. He's a medical marijuana lobbyist in Missouri. We're talking to him in Jefferson City today. And Eapen, welcome to the program.
Great to be on it, Russ. It's good to hear from you.
Oh, yeah. This is an interesting times we're living in because we got the news that Senator Cory Gardner got word from President Donald Trump that Trump would support states' rights for marijuana law reform and support efforts in the Congress to make that a reality. And I just wanted to get your reaction on this because, you know, Trump said that he would be states' rights during the election, but he's been awfully quiet since then. What's your take on it?
You know, when the president won his election and appointed Jeff Sessions, I got a lot of pushback, and we saw organizations here in Missouri like New Approach Missouri and in Nationally Drug Policy Alliance mount expensive campaigns to get Sessions not approved by the Senate. And I pointed out to people that two things. One, if Trump supports this issue, he's going to move on. It doesn't matter who he puts to attorney general. And two, if we get Sessions out of Congress, you know, now we can poke fun at him in the executive branch, and that Senate judiciary seat opens up maybe to someone a little bit more reform-minded and open to, you know, doing the right thing on drug policy. And that's exactly what's happened. The president is not a loser. He chewed up and spat out 16 opponents in the Republican primary and defeated the most hyped establishment Democratic candidate of all time. And he has taken on issue after issue, and he is winning. His poll numbers are up. He knows this is a winning issue. He's been behind it for a long time. This is something he campaigned on. So by delivering his promise, he is looking at states like Missouri, which voted for the president by 19 points. You know, 7 out of 10 Missourians voted for Donald Trump. You know, and he knows that in states like Missouri and the states where he did best, you know, medical marijuana reform has, you know, 75% plus support in midterm voters. You know, so he's clearly setting a political signal to Republicans: get in line with my agenda. This is a winning issue. We can do the right thing. And, you know, ahead of a midterm, you know, this party has some races to win.
You know, this feels almost like one of those only Nixon can go to China type of moments where, you know, Donald Trump's an admitted teetotaler. He doesn't even drink alcohol, much less use cannabis. And then the past three presidents we've had have all been admitted cannabis consumers, Barack Obama, George W. Bush, and Bill Clinton. Do you see this as a sea change where the Republican Party may be on the brink of stealing this issue away from what had traditionally been more of a Democratic issue?
You know, I'll challenge that perspective, if only because we've had champions like Senator Roy Blunt and Rand Paul, and before him, you know, Congressman Ron Paul, you know, great conservative messengers who have seen this issue as compassionate, as fiscally sound, as small government, as liberty enhancing. And you know, it has had a significant presence in liberal democratic circles, and that, you know, I definitely appreciate my friends across the aisle. But I think the reality is, you know, we had a lot of, I voted for Barack Obama in 2008. You know, I made a large bet with friends of mine that Obama would decriminalize or legalize marijuana. I lost that bet, and I had to pay up a couple of years ago. you know, and I think the real obstacles that we were facing was this establishment, you know, entrenched, you know, federal bureaucracy and the interest groups that are powerful and attached to their to those federal bureaucracies. You know, that's been a huge source of inertia. And what we really needed was someone who was disconnected from the establishment, from the bureaucracy, from the so-called deep state, to go in there and shake things up. And that's exactly what this president is doing. And I'll note, I don't agree with this president about 40% of what he does or says. You know, and I'm happy to make my disagreements known on specific policy areas, but it's clear to me he's a winning, he's picking issues because he knows he's going to be on the winning side of them. And,
well, that leads me to the other Republican that shocked the world recently, and that is former Speaker of the House John Boehner, who's jumped into the board of Acreage Holdings. It has 35 licenses in 11 states for marijuana distribution, medically or in legal states. And we also heard of rock star Gene Simmons from Kiss getting involved with one of these groups, and Gene Simmons is another teetotaler who's been in anti-drug commercials from the 80s. So do you see that Republicans maybe are joining this from purely an economic and politically winning perspective and perhaps missing out on, say, the racial justice or mass incarceration issue, because we don't see John Boehner standing up for, you know, releasing the pot prisoners who are there because they sold weed when it was illegal. So I let me get your take on that.
You know, I'm going to give you a quote that was published today in the Kansas City Star by a conservative Republican three-term lawmaker, Army veteran, and doctor who is sponsoring medical marijuana legislation in the Missouri General Assembly. And he has a great quote in this article. And what he says is, let me pull this up real quick. What he says is that some would say we need recreational marijuana, and I think it's already recreational because it's everywhere. I sure hate seeing people locked up incarcerated as a result of drug use. We've got to find a better way of dealing with this. You know, and this is a very conservative Republican who's spearheading the charge for medical marijuana here in the state of Missouri. And he's from Cameron, Missouri, which is about 45 minutes north of Kansas. But he is very aware of the issues with loss of liberty and incarceration. And this is a state, Missouri is a state where, you know, everyone here knew what Ferguson looked like and why that situation got so bad. And it's because we have municipal and state governments that are over-enforcing bad laws. And that's a realization that has sunk through to everyone, white and black, Republican and Democrat. And I think that some of the most meaningful reforms you've come out of the Ferguson era of policymaking have been from conservative Republicans like Eric Schmidt, who passed a bill to crack down on citation or taxation by citation in St. Louis. You know, and he was a white senator, German senator from St. Louis, and now he's a state treasurer. He may well be governor. But you listen to him talk, and he is, on criminal justice issues, he is a firebrand, liberty first, freedom first type of individual, and I think there really is a different perspective on how conservatives are addressing these issues and is out there in the, in the media and in popular perception, but we're showing it here in the state of Missouri. And I'll say, I don't know John Boehner's motives, but, John Boehner says his mind on this was changed by veterans movements, like, the one that is, American Legion and the VFW and organizations that have supported Dr. Sue Sisley's research. I don't think we should give short shrift to statements like that. These people are showing compassion. Their minds are being changed. And I'm all for people, this is America. If you can make money doing something and you're good at it, more power to you is what I say.
Eben Thampy, thank you so much for joining us here on the Marijuana Agenda. Appreciate your perspective on this issue.
This episode was produced as part of the Marijuana Agenda with Russ Belville, the daily news and interview podcast covering the world of medical cannabis, adult marijuana, industrial hemp, and spiritual ganja. MJAgenda.com.